This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu is addressing the tribal beneficiaries of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs flagship scholarship schemes at Rashtrapati Bhavan. We now go over live to the President's address.
लेकिन ऐसी परिस्थितियों में आपको नैतिकता के साथ ही नहीं नैतिकता को कभी भूलना नहीं है और आगे बढ़ने का प्रयास करना चाहिए। जनजातीय समाज के हमारे पूर्वजों ने अपनी संस्कृति और अस्मिता की रक्षा के लिए अनेक संघर्ष किए हैं और बलिदान भी दिए हैं, जैसे कि बिरसा मुंडा तो केवल ना है लेकिन ऐसे बहुत सारे बिरसा मुंडा ये देश के लिए मिट्टी के लिए लेकिन उनका इतिहास में नाम नहीं है, बलिदान दिए हैं। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि जनजातीय कार्य मंत्रालय जनजातीय समुदाय की समृद्ध विरासत, अदम्य साहस और राष्ट्र निर्माण में उनके अमूल्य योगदान का सम्मान करने के लिए उद्देश्य क्या कहते जनजातीय गरिमा उत्सव मना रहे हैं।
The Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Amendment Rules 2026, introducing key changes to registration timelines and the appeals mechanism under the Immigration and Foreigners Rules 2025. The amendment allows registration to be completed at any time before the expiry of 180 days from the arrival in India. Previously, registration had to be completed within 14 days after the end of the 180-day period. However, late registration beyond this period will now be permitted only under emergent circumstances. The Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, administered the oath of office to 5 new judges of the Supreme Court today. Justices Sheel Nagu, Sri Chandrasekhar, Sanjeev Sachdeva and Arun Valli and Senior Advocate V. Mohana took oaths as judges of the Apex Court. The centre had cleared their appointments yesterday on the recommendation of the Supreme Court Collegium. The appointments were made weeks after President Draupadi Murmu promulgated the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Ordinance 2026, increasing the sanctioned strength of judges in the Apex Court from 34 to 38, including the Chief Justice of India. The anti-terrorism squad of Uttar Pradesh has arrested a young man named Mohammed Sheikh from Azamgarh, allegedly linked with Pakistani gangster Shahzad Bhatti. The ATS received the information that Pakistan's ISI and terrorist organizations were collaborating with Bhatti with the aim of spreading terror and threatening India's sovereignty, unity and territorial integrity. The intelligence was collected about Mohammed Sheikh of Azamgarh, who had connected with Shahzad Bhatti's terrorist gang via WhatsApp. Handlers of Shahzad Bhatti's gang had assigned Mohammed Sheikh to threaten and assassinate a female leader of a political party from another state. Sheikh was also motivating local youth to join Shahzad Bhatti's gang. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE portal for verification of issues in the supplied scanned copy of answer books and for re-evaluation of answers has been made live from today and will remain open till the 6th of June. The CBSE said the facility can only be availed by the students who have obtained a scanned copy of their evaluated answer books. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Deputy President of South Africa Paul Mashatile in New Delhi today. They discussed opportunities in trade, investments, MSMEs, digital and infrastructure domains. They also agreed on working closely in international forums. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he appreciates Paul Mashatile's strong commitment to deepening the long-standing partnership between the two countries. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings to the people of Telangana on its statehood day today. President Draupadi Murmu said Telangana is blessed with a rich cultural heritage and hard-working people. She said the state has made significant strides in innovation and development over the years. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said, blessed with rich cultural heritage and vibrant traditions, Telangana has contributed significantly to the nation's progress. And with that, we end this news bulletin.